9 months ago, Joyce Chance arrived in Concord, New Hampshire. She's 32 and she has two kids. In March, the state of New Hampshire took Chance's kids away. First, they were placed with relatives, later in foster care. The kids' teachers had rung the alarm. They suspected child abuse. A month later, police arrested Joyce Chance.
She is charged with disciplining her children by hitting them, allegedly with a broom stick.
This is Robin Davis, Chance's defense attorney. The state charged Chance with 5 counts of assault against her children. She spent that night in jail. The next day, a judge concluded Chance was both at risk of fleeing and a danger to her community. She would spend the next 3 weeks behind bars.
The big issue here is the cultural differences.
People who know Joyce Chance say she should not have been arrested and never belonged in jail. Samuel Bahuma also came from Congo as a refugee. He arrived here more than a decade ago and calls himself a community leader. He knows Chance. Do you think that she's a danger to the public?
No. She's not danger to the public. She needs help.
Bahuma and Chance's attorney say miscommunication and misunderstanding have shaped Chance's time in the criminal justice system. First, there's the language problem. Chance doesn't speak English. Bahuma says it's easy for law enforcement to assume guilt when they can't understand someone.
I cannot say that the police are bad. I'm not saying because the police, they come according to the information they have.
It's not just language. The information Bahuma says police and the courts really need is about her life.
She's traumatized for so long time.
These last 9 months are the first time Joyce Chance hasn't been subject to war and violence in her life. She was born 32 years ago in a village in Congo. Bahuma says life in Congo has been brutal, especially for women.
Most of women, and they have experience of rape by either military or the police. And it's not a rape one time. It is like a cycle. In 1 year, you will go through 4 or 5 situations, and you can't control it because there are police, they have guns, they have everything, you don't have anything.
About 400 refugees are resettled in New Hampshire every year. In Concord, many are born in Central Africa and come from war. As Davis, Chance's attorney, says, both the justice system and the refugees themselves need more information about each other.
You know, I think that there is a gap here that needs to be filled. I'm not sure by who, but, you know, I think we're doing more harm than good to the refugees.
The court's lack of information about refugees was conspicuous at Joyce Chance's initial bail hearing.
Because I have no understanding of her status in this community. I have no idea what the refugee community from Congo, how it exists in this state as in others.
That was part of the reasoning Judge Diane Nicolosi gave when she set Chance's bail, putting her behind bars. The facts were available at the time. A refugee caseworker assigned to assist Chance was in the courtroom. She likely could have explained that refugees in the United States have rigorous identity and background screenings. She also knew that Chance's family lives in the same apartment complex, that Chance goes to church, takes English classes, and has a community. That caseworker was not asked to speak during the bail hearing. Then Judge Nicolosi alluded to one more accusation against Chance. This one was about her kids. It's something Chance's attorney describes as hurtful.
There is some indication that there may not be a biological connection.
Police discovered Chance's children speak a language she doesn't speak. Now they question if the kids are her own. Bahuma, the Congolese community leader, actually laughed when I asked him about it.
I think the kid belonged to her.
He says her kids grew up in a refugee camp in Uganda. There, teachers spoke a different language than Chance would have learned in Congo. A DNA test could settle things. That hasn't happened yet. In the meantime, the police alerted Homeland Security, who may be investigating Chance for visa fraud. That agency wouldn't confirm the investigation, but the prospect of federal charges bolstered the state's argument that Chance may flee. After that hearing, Chance's attorney, Robin Davis, quickly requested a second bail hearing. It wouldn't get on the court's docket for another 3 weeks. As Chance waited in jail, Davis fretted.
They don't have interpreters at the jail, so she doesn't have the ability to ask for the simple things like a glass of water or advise them whether or not she's having any health issues or she has any questions. Many times she will not be complying with what's asked of her, like head count or things of that nature, because she doesn't understand.
When that second hearing finally arrived, Judge Nicolosi was at the bench again. Chance sat in an orange jumpsuit, her ankles shackled. This time, a few things were different. Chance's supporters filled two rows of benches. Her pastor was there. And Chance's attorney came armed with information about refugees. Judge Nicolosi let Chance go home. A week later, I sat on a couch in Chance's apartment in Concord. It was late May. Chance sat across from me in a colorful patterned dress and a black winter hat. She stared down at the couch and wiped occasionally at her eye. We talked through a translator.
So where I came from, if your children does something wrong, we're able to punish them. But when I get here, I punished my children, and nobody told me that it's not okay to punish your children that way.
To clarify, in New Hampshire, a guardian can use physical force against a minor when she reasonably believes it's necessary. The state will likely argue Chance's behavior was reckless and caused substantial pain, making it illegal. A trial date hasn't been set yet. When it is, the stakes will be high. A felony conviction could mean deportation. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Emily Corwin.